The Saddle Dome, after the flood. Even more, it looks like the Ark. This time, after the flood has come and done God's work, hull full of water, all the animals gone. And I feel more for Noah this time around, getting drunk every night since dry land, the dim thought not forming, but revealing itself to his mind after that sudden and massive erosion of all that was secure. Seriously, everything? Water is complicated. See how brown it is in the photos on the news? See how full of the earth it will leave behind when the river packs up and heads back to bed. That's microbial brown, fertility, earthworm world, the soles of your feet if you'd walk for 40 days in the wilderness without a bath. I love the parabolic in this roof, the Saddle Domes. I'm gonna miss it when they build a bigger, fancy, American-style entertainment extravaganza where the game is just one more channel in the television you can take shelter in side by happy side. It's old hat. But remember when the television was the pinnacle of coveting in any house? The Saddle Dome remembers those days, and they were not that long ago, but they are suddenly far, far away, like that time you dropped your car keys down the sewer. After the flood, I saw a beautiful 42-inch television sitting on a dolly outside of someone's house, and I confess that what I really wanted to take home was the dolly. After the flood, my basement was the event level of the Saddle Dome, water all the way up to the expensive seats, 3 decades of archives in torrential disarray, the shelves of every book I was reading while I was finding my writing voice. I feel for the dome. I feel for the memory of Theo Fleury hurling himself like a wildly thrown curling stone the length of the ice, arms pumping in a hockey joy so great he forgot for a moment his suicidally crippling secrets. That's how happy the game can make us. What I'm looking for is that joy in the poem. The best lines out of 30 years of paper afloat in my house were the ones that I dismissed at the time or misread when I found them again. Consider, back in the early 1980s, I wrote by hand this line, quote, "Is this art that I have mastered it so soon?" But when I found it in the blurring water and read it out loud, I said instead, "Is this art that I have misunderstood it so soon?" And it became the line for a poem at last. So this is one thing to learn in a book of a million lessons. Poetry is play, even in the darkest of our discontents. Poetry is a sex abuse victim, arms in the air, roaring the power of the body alive. And rhyme is the laughter after disaster has clattered to its end. And this is why the hockey book was a door for me between saying and writing, myself and the poem, me and you. That's why.